Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasmine with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland is in the midst of a whooping cough outbreak, with Brisbane public hospitals reporting up to 28 times the cases usually seen this time of year. Data shows that typically there are on average 213 cases of pertussis this time of the year, but in 2024 that figure has risen dramatically to well over 4,700, around 150 cases each week this month alone. Health experts say that this is due to reduced vaccine uptake statewide, which they say can be attributed to vaccine fatigue in the wake of the pandemic and a soldiering on mentality. In national news, Race Discrimination Minister Giridharan Sivaraman releases a plan to end racial discrimination in Australia within 10 years. Sivaraman's landmark report with the Australian Human Rights Commission makes 63 recommendations to address racism, including the formation of an anti-racism task force and a national body to oversee the prevention of Aboriginal deaths in police custody. The framework will be presented to parliamentarians in Canberra today. A special parliamentary inquiry recommended that ChatGPT, Meta, and Google's generative AI products be designated high risk under dedicated legislation. Senators found that AI companies had committed unprecedented theft from creatives and urged the creation of a mechanism to ensure fair remuneration for those whose work is used to train AI. The bipartisan committee determined that trust in AI was low in Australia and mandated transparency, testing, and accountability requirements could give public confidence that the industry can safely grow in. In international news, 8 people have been detained over the suspected methanol poisoning at the Nana Backpackers Hostel in Laos. The 8 men were staff and managers at the hostel, where 6 backpackers had consumed drinks tainted with the poisonous substance and had lost their lives. Investigations into the mass poisoning is underway, with the AFP offering to aid Thai and Lao authorities. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little rainy with sun expected later on. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.